We'll turn now from the business of sports to our series on the sharing economy.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Bike culture in the Bay Area runs the gamut from high-performance racers to donked-out scrapers to hipster fixies. For those who can afford it, keeping a nice bike can be an expensive hobby. And, as with cars, some people use their bikes as an extension of their personal style. But at Colectivelo, a community bike shop in East Oakland, bicycles are still seen for their primary purpose, transportation. The shop provides free space and tools, bike repair training in Spanish and English, and access to bicycles for those with low incomes. KLW's Jen Chien has more.
Ahorita estoy preparándole los cambios, ajustándolos.
Juana Paredes is adjusting the gears on a kid-sized bike mounted on a stand. Her hands are streaked with black grease, and her head tilts to the side as she stands back to watch the wheel turn, testing the new adjustment. Paredes is fixing her bike at Colectivelo, a bilingual community bike shop in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood. Bikes of every shape and persuasion line the walls and ceiling of the semi-open space. Heavy metal shelving holds bike tools and plastic bins of spare parts. There's a friendly, organized junkyard vibe to the place. 5 years ago, a public health nurse and her social worker colleagues saw a need for affordable, efficient transportation among the day laborers they served in East Oakland. They dreamed of creating a bike shop for them and the other low-income residents of the neighborhood. So they started asking around about a space for the shop, and they found one at the Oakland Catholic Worker House of Hospitality. It's a resource center that mainly serves the large Latin American community in Fruitvale. Part of that work is providing transitional housing for recent immigrants. It's where Juana Paredes lived when she moved to the U.S. from Mexico. And that's how she found out about Colectivelo. I was here for about 5 Saturdays, she says, to help clean and open and close the shop. That's how she worked towards getting her first bike. Her work exchange experience is not an exception here. It's the norm. The shop offers the use of its bike repair tools, equipment, and space free of charge. But in order to take bikes or parts home, people are asked to volunteer their time and skills to benefit the shop.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'll do my best. I don't know a lot about bikes, but I'll do my best.
Kathleen Mills is also here today doing work exchange for a neat little folding bike she's fixing up for her granddaughter. She found Colectivelo through the hot meal program at the Catholic Worker House.
And the way I heard about the place, one day I was actually hungry and have nothing to eat. So I'm like, let me go out and try to find somebody. So they gave me some beans and rice, and then I was talking to them, asking them, did they have like job research and stuff like that. But then they're like, no, we fix bikes. I'm like, oh, great. So I came around and I started working on it.
She's been coming to the shop for 5 weeks, and now she's brought her nephew, Stephen Hobdy, into the fold.
This is my second day working on this bike. I'm turning it into a, what's this, a 10 speed, right? Well, this used to be a 10-speed. Now I'm turning it into a single-speed. Yeah. So I can bike my butt back and forth to work. I wanted to make something that would be more comfortable and make me look good on the street, too.
Mills says she discovered her interest for bicycles here at Colectivelo.
Because I never knew about bikes. I'm like almost 60 years old. And it's never too old to learn something. It's like the atmosphere is peaceful. We know we learn. Just learning process and helping one another, and it's just, the aura is really great.
Se pasan momentos agradables en este lugar. Es como estar en su casa.
Juana Paredes has been here every Saturday for the past year. She says it feels like home.
En las calles es donde no me siento segura.
On the streets, I don't feel safe, Paredes says, because of all the violence, drug use, and muggings. Less than an hour before I arrived on this Saturday afternoon, a shooting occurred at the car wash next door to the shop. A serious reminder that safe spaces are a real need in this neighborhood. Colectivelo's main organizer, Morgan Cannonan, says the shared activity of bike repair helps build relationships in the neighborhood that otherwise wouldn't exist.
It creates a space where people, I think, feel like they belong.
This afternoon in the shop, Native Spanish and English speakers are working easily side by side. And Cannonen says this bilingual element makes Colectivolo special.
We achieve this kind of diversity in the shop that sometimes I sit back and I'm like, this is like working in a way that I don't know if it happens many other places. You know, where folks who don't speak English super well are totally comfortable being here. Like, they have been coming for years, you know? And folks who don't speak Spanish, such as Stephen and Kathleen, like, they also are here, and they're super friendly to each other, and it, you know, everybody adds to the ambiance, even if they can't necessarily communicate directly with, you know, words.
One of the reasons that Colectivolo can afford to operate in this communal way is that, unlike other retail bike shops, they have very low expenses. The Oakland Catholic Worker owns its house and charges no rent to the bike shop. Almost every item in the shop was donated or made by volunteers. Cannonen says that they occasionally receive cash donations, and sometimes people offer money instead of labor for bikes or parts. But, she says, that's not the point.
Because there's all these sliding scales options, and I love that people do that too, especially when, you know, if you need that money coming in. For, I think, folks with privilege, that feels like an option. But I think for a lot of folks who grow up without a lot of money, to ask to be that exception comes with some sense of alienation or shame that just does not need to be involved in this bike shop. I think it would only hurt the growth of community here, you know, and the real sharing and learning from each other.
It's near closing time. As Kathleen Mills starts cleaning and putting away the tools, her nephew, Stephen Hobdy, puts the finishing touches on his 10-speed to single-speed conversion.
And now I'm getting ready to get my brakes done, start getting them ready to go.
This type of conversion has been pretty trendy among bicycle hipsters. And though Hobdy admits he does want to look good on his bike, he says he's mostly concerned with the simple task of getting to work and back.
Because I have to bike from up here to Emeryville every day, so I just want to be more comfortable riding my bike.
At Colectivolo, people are getting back to bicycle basics, human-powered transportation. And they're doing it through the very human power of relationships.
Yeah, try that. But,
It's not on both sides.
Well, maybe you could just get it with the one and then lever it, yeah.
Hey.
In East Oakland, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.